This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Commerce Department said Monday it's challenging a federal judge's injunction against its order that Apple and Google remove WeChat from their U.S. app stores due to data privacy and national security concerns. The department's original order issued Friday also included another Chinese-owned app, TikTok. The order expressed the Trump administration's concerns about the way the apps collect user data and the potential for that information to be shared with Chinese government agencies. China has rejected the U.S. allegations of a security threat. U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler responded Sunday to a request for an injunction from WeChat users by putting the Commerce Department's order on hold. She ruled that the Trump administration's actions would restrict users' rights to free speech. WeChat has about 19 million active daily users in the United States. The service, owned by Chinese tech company Tencent, is popular with Americans who use it to communicate with family and friends in China. Video sharing service TikTok earned a short reprieve from its part of the Commerce Department order after announcing an agreement to form a new company with U.S. tech giant Oracle and retailer Walmart, together holding up to a 20% share. The United States is approaching the milestone of 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus, say experts monitoring the outbreak. The U.S. has more than 6.8 million infections, according to Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center. The deaths are just at 199,000 and some. It's the world's highest caseload and death toll. Experts believe the latest rise in case numbers is because schools and universities are reopening. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Stocks fell on Wall Street Monday as markets tumbled worldwide on worries about the pandemic's economic pain. The S&P 500 sank 1.2%, though it made a partial recovery in the last hour of the day. The drops began in Asia as soon as trading opened for the week, and they accelerated in Europe on worries about the possibility of tougher restrictions there to stem rising coronavirus counts. Bank stocks fell after a report published Monday alleged several international banks are profiting from illicit dealings with criminal networks. Wall Street has struggled this month amid fears that stocks are too expensive, with the pandemic still worsening and Congress not delivering more economic aid. The S&P 500 has dropped 8.4% since hitting a record high September 2nd. The junta that overthrew Mali's president last month said Monday that former defense minister and retired colonel Ba Ndao will be the president during the transition period. Ba Ndao was appointed by a 30-person panel set up by the National Committee for the Salvation of the People. That's the junta that has ruled Mali since soldiers overthrew President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita on August 18th. The new president is expected to serve as head of state for several months before civilians return to power. His swearing-in ceremony is set for Friday. These announcements come after several weeks of debate among Malians over whether the transitional government will be led by civilians or the military. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny demanded on Monday that Russia return the clothes he was wearing when he fell ill last month. He said the items are important evidence in the investigation of his poisoning. Navalny became sick while flying to Moscow on August 20th. He was taken to a hospital in Omsk. He wrote in his blog Monday that before being sent to Germany for treatment 2 days later, his clothes were taken from him. A German military lab determined Navalny was poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok, a substance Western governments have accused Russia of using in the past, including against a former spy in Britain in 2018. In his post, Navalny said, "Considering Novichok was found on my body and that infection through contact is very likely, my clothes are a very important piece of evidence." Russia has not opened an investigation into the incident involving Navalny. Moscow says its labs have found no indications he was poisoned, and the Kremlin has denied any involvement. Germany has threatened economic sanctions against Russia in response to what Foreign Minister Heiko Maas called a serious crime, and the Trump administration has said it is working with allies to hold those in Russia accountable. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.